Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
I just want to do a formal introduction and thank you for being here today. You touched on it a little bit, but at Snap NHD, we are tech savvy and we are tech driven. And during this time, we have been a source of education and resource to our clients in trying to get everybody to kind of power up and level up. And one of the quotes that you and I have talked about was at the very beginning of this, pivot, don't pause. And what did that look like? There was quite a bit of pause that's happening. I think everybody now has sort of figured out that they need to pivot. There's a quote that says, it's not the biggest, the brightest, or the best that will survive, but those that will adapt the quickest. And Brian, you've been a pioneer in your coaching business. You know, you work with the best in the country. And so we're asking you today to kind of share how these folks have pivoted outside of our area and within our area. We're seeing it, you know, of course, within our own associations. And so we want to talk about technology a lot and how that has helped people, how agents have used technology to pivot their businesses. Starting with the basics, like we are right now in video conferencing. I know 2 months ago, this was awfully scary to be on.
Yeah.
So let's kind of touch a little bit and I'll let you say a little bit about yourself and kind of lead into what we're doing today.
That's exactly why I got this haircut. It's because of video conferencing. Like I'm so used to hiding, you know, now you just got to always be ready on the go. So, you know, you get a real short haircut. Takes care of stuff. Yeah. I think starting with video conferencing is good because, man, is that not been the most noticeable change, right? And what's interesting, see, this is kind of the neat thing. We coach so many of the highest producing solo agents, and these are usually like high-end luxury agents, right? Oftentimes in areas where they're on video conference all the time. Let's say you got listings in Aspen, Colorado. Oftentimes those are being purchased virtually sight unseen, or at least 95% of your conversations are from people in Switzerland, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco. So you're meeting with your clients, if you happen to live in Aspen, via video conference all the time. Okay. So anytime you're a high volume, like one of the high volume agents, oftentimes you're in like resort destinations like LA. People are buying $10 million houses in Los Angeles all the time. Well, I don't know about all the time, but a lot. And oftentimes they're being purchased by people who live nowhere near there. Same with Miami, et cetera, and go on. Those clients that we represent actually have to convert buyer consultations to video conference, listing consultations to video conference, because you might be in England listing your house in Los Angeles. So we're having listing consultations. We're learning how to share our screen, you know, get DocuSign done, walk through the process, explain to our client how to show us a home, if they happen to be in the home, et cetera, or how to show a home to a buyer. All of those things actually have been forcibly done before. Or let's say you're a high producing real estate team that is spread out into multiple areas. You're going to have weekly team meetings. I mean, you can't always be driving every time. So you're going to have, you know, Zoom rooms. You're going to have Zoom meetings. You're going to have to learn how to list property more efficiently, where you can't always be driving all over the place. So these things did exist. They just weren't an industry norm like they suddenly have been. And man, I don't know that we're going back.
Yeah.
It's strange to me. Like a lot of our clients are like, I don't want to go back. We're not going back to meeting in the office. We're going to keep doing this.
Such a convenience as well with the Zoom rooms. Yeah. Like you were saying, they've been around forever. 8 weeks ago, yeah, we got on them. Now, you know, people are sick of Zoom. We've kind of over Zoomed. But right, it's a way of the future, and it sure does make it easy to get meetings together of 100 people without having to get on a plane and fly across the country.
Yeah, or even just drive across town, you know, get all dressed up, you know, and then get back and all that kind of stuff. Efficiency has increased tremendously. So believe it or not, all of this seems to benefit the realtor. And technology is often viewed as a scare tactic. That's one thing I do want to say. And here's the way it's put to us. if you don't adapt, you will die. Zillow's going to take away your job. You know what I mean? Like, technology is going to destroy the realtor unless you adapt. And I'll tell you, I don't agree. I don't agree at all with any of that. But technology sure makes it easier for the realtor to succeed from a positive standpoint. And I see that. I mean, it's so much. I mean, the idea during COVID to see my clients or our clients taking 3 listings a day and never leaving their house, never putting pants on. You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. Like, that is, you know what I mean? And it's socially acceptable now to, you know, convert an internet lead into a buyer consultation right then and there on a Zoom call, and set them up on a listing e-alert search and start scheduling showings with no consultation in the office, no nothing, but yet you're still getting a buyer agency agreement signed. I mean, that didn't used to happen. You know, there was a time when you couldn't get that appointment in the office because they just want to hurry up and see a house. Well, if you're on the phone with them, it's just as easy to be on a camera with them. You know, now you're having, so all of a sudden the realtor's job has gotten tremendous. And I think we can add more value and we can be more present because of it. I think we all know those two things. We are coaching our clients to try to conduct buyer consultations always by video, even if nothing else for a safety standpoint. Let's do that because we don't know these people. So let's do that via video every single time. So that's a switch we as a coaching company have made. We just saw an opportunity like, hey, I think we can get away with it. Like, I think now it's socially responsible if we do that, and it'll save our clients tons of time. It'll be safer. So let's make the switch now, because most of our clients are number one in their state or their association. So if they do it, everybody will start doing it. And that'll be the new kind of industry trend. So we're trying it, and I hope it sticks, because it'll make everybody's life a lot easier if we can pull that off. Listing consultation is a little bit tougher because you do need to see the house, but we are trying to set a pre-listing appointment. So before we go in the house, we are trying to have one of these one-on-ones. That way you gain a little bit of rapport with them, as opposed to another agent. Let's say you're competing for a listing and they're going to interview 3 agents. If you're the one person that already built some rapport with them and got to know them a little bit like this, you've got an inside track, and it makes it much less likely that they're going to cancel their appointment on you ahead of time. And not to mention, you're going to present yourself as much more tech savvy than the other agent. You know, the other agent that just talked old fashioned on the phone and said, I'll talk to you when I get there. And you're already on the phone. You've already added value. You've already done things for them. You've already asked questions. You may even be getting, you know, a stager set up for them ahead of time. You might even be recommending contractors for them for some work. You've already done some work for them. And if you've done some work for them, they're more likely going to use you and feel obligated to work for you. We try to set listing consult a little harder than the buyer consult, but we're trying to set listing consultations by video as well too, at least a pre-listing meeting. So that way when you go to your listing appointment, it's like a second listing appointment. And for all the agents out there that have actually had 2 listing appointments, you almost always get the second one. Like the second one, you're getting that listing agreement signed. If you're in there for a second time, it almost always happens. So we're trying to kind of create that same conversion rate by having the video conference up front and seeing if we can get it done there. And if not, we go in person and get it signed. This is one thing that I think will be new to a lot of you that is really, really important. We don't just use video conference to replace in-person appointments from COVID, okay? Because yes, it's safer. We don't have to have a mask, all that kind of stuff. But what I want you to do is think of video conference the way we've always been using it before COVID. When you have an active listing that's up for sale that has not been sold yet, we always recommend having a video conference with that seller once a week to update them. Okay, so you have it at a set time every single week. And it really doesn't need to be more than 15, 20 minutes. But in that, you're going to share your screen just like you can on Zoom or any of the other video conferencing platforms out there, and you can share your screen with them, and you can go through all of the feedback from the other showings. You can go through all their online views, how many views they've got on Zillow, Realtor.com, your local MLS. You can actually show them everything. You can show them our listing inventory by price range checklist, so you can see how many homes came up for sale in the last 30 days, how many sold in the last 30 days, and show them what ratio, how many are selling and how many are sitting. So that they realize that if things are slow, well, that's the market and not you. And it's so that way you're proactively keeping them appraised so that a price reduction, if needed, will happen. And they'll usually initiate it because you're over communicating. And that's the biggest complaint that the public has with real estate agents is we don't communicate with them. We sit back and answer their phone calls. And that's not good. If you're just being a customer service person that responds to your client's phone calls quickly, you're giving bad customer service. I mean, think about any product or service that you've ever bought. If you're constantly having to call them with questions, you're unhappy. That's a problem. That means you're always griping. You always have a problem. You always have a concern, which means you always have anxiety. However, if your real estate agent is constantly meeting with you to keep you aware, preventatively striking all of your anxiety and concerns with information they're providing you, you're going to feel like, whoa, I've never sold a house with someone like this before. I've never had an agent that met with me every single week to kind of keep me up to date on the strategy and the situation in the market that stayed ahead of me. I never even had to call them. Guess what? You won't get phone calls late at night and on weekends either because you're initiating all of the contact. They won't feel the need to call you because they know they're meeting with you later that week anyway. So they will just wait for that meeting and it'll be very professional, right? And that same thing is true once we go under contract, whether you represent the buyer or the seller, you always want to preventatively and proactively meet with your client once a week at the same time on the same day. Don't think that just because you call them about something that happens to be coming up, that counts, okay? That doesn't. You need to create a system that feels like a professional process. So they feel like, wow, this is very professional. So when they have questions, they don't have to just randomly call you. They can just save it for your conversation. Every conversation feels normal that way. Quite frankly, a telephone call in today's world feels like an emergency, like a red alarm fire. So if you're constantly stressing them out, like calling them all the time, like, oh my gosh, now I got to do the appraisal. Oh my gosh, now I got to do the inspection. Oh my gosh, we need this. This is like nice and orderly where every week we can remind them, okay, so just to let you know what's coming next. You know, we got an appraiser coming through this weekend. We'll need to get that appraisal back because our contingencies are going to be expiring on this date. So we'll need to make sure it appraises by then. The inspector is going into the house on Tuesday. Once again, by this date, we need to actually make sure we're okay with what's inside the home and ask for any repairs. So those 2 day inspections are scheduled for this time. And then our close date is still scheduled for the 30th of the month, let's say. Right? The next week, same thing. We're reminding them of the important inspections, when they're being done, when the close date is, important contingency deadlines, just constantly reminding them every single week. And it's amazing. We think they know all these dates because we keep a checklist. Hopefully we do. They have no clue. They don't know. So, but if we're always, they never have stress if we're telling them in advance. And the fact that we're doing it via video conference as opposed to a phone call is so much more powerful. Because what we're doing is we're building rapport with our clients with meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting in person, except it's on video conference. The likelihood that they're going to refer us to somebody they know during that transaction is so dang high. Because right now they're like, I'm so impressed with this guy. I've never bought and sold a house like this before. And I really, like, he's on it. He's with me every single week. He's telling me what's going. I just feel totally in control. I feel very professional. So it's very easy for them to refer you to other people because they've never had an experience like that. So, and I'll guarantee you in your association, you know, let's say there's 1,000 people in it. I bet you only one or two are doing it. Yeah. And you're just going to be heads above everybody else. But again, and it's so much easier to have the communication too, because now I can just share my screen and literally show them Zillow. I can share my screen and show them realtor.com. I can show them the MLS agent views, public views, you know, however you get your stats, you know. I can show them feedback from my showing service, you know, what all the agents are saying. I don't have to print it all out, send it all to them. It gets clunky. They may or may not have it when you talk to them. This way I'm just showing them live and they're just like, whoa, this is cool. You know what I mean? Hey, honey, come on. Let's check a look at this. It's like, we're having our weekly board meeting with our agent. This is so phenomenal. So it just gets really powerful and it takes that customer service to the next level, because there's never a time where it's more powerful to get a referral from the people you know than while you're representing your clients. And if you don't understand why, think of it this way. Heather, when was the last time you bought a car?
A year and a half ago.
Okay, what did you buy?
I bought a Toyota.
Oh, you bought a Toyota. Okay. So when you were in the market for this car, okay, at that point in time, like leading up to the purchase, you're looking at everything on the road.
Absolutely.
Because you're in the market. So at that point in time, you know every Toyota, you know every single make and model of a Toyota, you know all of Toyota's competitors and what they look like, you even know what their price ranges are. I mean, when you drive anywhere, you're actually a hazard on the road because all you're doing is looking at the other cars because you are totally in tune with whatever that is, the sedan, you know, I don't know, that type of car, right? Otherwise, you're not. It's back to normal. The same thing is true when people are buying a house. When people are buying a house, they naturally gravitate to other people that have bought a house or are going to buy a house. They are in the market, so they have something in common at a backyard barbecue, at the soccer game, with friends. They'll even reach out, you know, and like find out, hey, did you guys go through this? So if you are putting your best foot forward and making a very strong impression while they're in the middle of the transaction, they will talk about how awesome you are to the other people that are in the market. Now, right after you buy your Toyota, for the next 3 months, you freaking love your Toyota. And you tell everybody how much you love your Toyota, because everybody sees you and goes, man, Heather, I love your Toyota. I'm actually saying it like my father would have. Yeah. But that's, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, Toyota. They'll actually see that and they'll talk about it. So now I love it because here's why. So when they say, hey, I love your house, or they're talking about buying your house, or when, or they're asking you, so when are you moving in? Man, it is so easy to drop a referral right there, a recommendation, because they're saying it's great, man. Our realtor's on it. It's wonderful. That's when you're on the tip of their tongue and you have the highest likelihood to be referred by someone in your SOI. It's right when they're representing you and shortly thereafter. And if you make that powerful impact on them by just evidencing a higher level of customer service, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.